The world's ignoring ISIS in Pakistan. A ministry shares the gospel through ultrasound. And what would you lose if you lost communications? We'll explain all this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. ISIS may try taking Pakistan, and it may not be too far away. Forgotten Missionaries International works with nationals there. FMI's Bruce Allen.
The Taliban have already sworn allegiance to ISIS. So it's bound to happen in the next 1 month to 6 months.
Christians are afraid. U.S. Congressman Frank Wolf says the U.S. may be to blame.
America's credibility and reputation and strength seems to be, I hate to say this, it's painful to say it, seems to be at an all-time low around the world. They don't hear the United States speaking out. They don't hear the President of the United States speaking out.
Wolf says silence by the Western church is also to blame, but Allen says that's only part of the problem.
The media also plays a part in that, because if the church were more aware of what was actually happening, I think they'd get more and more galvanized.
ISIS would force ministries underground, Christians killed. Support FMI now. Next, the Ebola crisis in Liberia is turning a corner. In fact, Liberia's president hopes to defeat the virus by Christmas. While Peggy Maynard, EFCA's Global Fingerprints Liberia coordinator, shares some relief at the good news, there's a cautionary note.
We're very thankful that the rate of infections does seem to be slowing, and we're praying that that will continue. However, I don't want people to think that the crisis in Liberia is over, because it isn't by a long shot.
And by that, she means high unemployment, high food prices, and a shattered healthcare system. Plus, there are thousands of orphans.
We are trying to find sponsors for them, which will pay for their healthcare, their education, will help the families with food.
Global Fingerprints started a response fund, and we'll link you at our website. They're opening a temporary orphanage that's leading survivors to the real good news.
Our church partners in Liberia have a plan to plant 50 new churches by January, because they're seeking answers about life and they are open to the gospel.
This is Mission Network News. Have you ever used an ultrasound machine to share the gospel? Well, Life Matters Worldwide, among other things, equips churches with ultrasound machines so they can reach out to women with unplanned pregnancies. By starting conversations with women about life and its value, doors open to share the message of Christ. Bob Faust recently visited India with Life Matters to teach pastors about the process.
If the church is geared up and ready to reach them at that point, I believe can be a great, great opportunity. There are around the world 55 million abortions a year. India ranks about fourth on that list of abortions per capita.
There's a lot more on this story. Find out what's next, though, at our website. Ask the Lord to reveal how you can reach the unreached around you.
Maybe it'll be out of the box some, but it's still a potential of reaching people for Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, one lesson taught is another one learned. Reach Beyond recently held hygiene sessions for a radio station in West Africa, and in turn, the radio station's giving hygiene lessons to more than 200 villagers. Each group is learning how to stop the spread of transmittable diseases and the importance of maintaining clean water. For many, hearing that God cares about their health was life-changing. Pray people in West Africa will continue learning about the importance of health and about Christ. And how much would you lose if your computer was stolen? For Bible translators in the Philippines, they lost time. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA says after a vital modem was stolen from the team, it's become increasingly difficult for them to communicate, slowing down their work. There are 50,000 people in their region, and they're trying to share the gospel with each one of them. Pray their work will be restored soon and for the work to move quickly. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They provide us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. You can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner on the right. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.